My next guest is an actor who began his career in theater but has since made his name playing some of the creepiest villains in recent memory. He won an Emmy for playing a serial killer on The Practice and starred as the deranged Zepp Hindle in the original Saw movie. He's best known for his role as Ben Linus, the sinister, manipulative leader of the Others on the ABC series Lost. Michael Emerson, thank you for joining us. You caused a stir in the office. Everyone's so excited.
It's a pleasure to be here. I was excited, too, to be in the hallowed halls of WNYC.
Yes, they are very hallowed. Thank you for trekking through the snow to be here.
Quite all right.
Do you miss Hawaii, where the show was filmed?
This late blast of frigid weather has made me a little nostalgic for Honolulu, I have to say.
Well, it looks like you'll be going back to work soon.
I believe I will.
Let's start things off by hearing a clip from the most recent episode of Lost. Right here, your character Ben is taunting Sawyer, the show's rugged anti-hero. Let's listen.
James, look at yourself. Yes, on this island, you're brave, daring, handsome. You're someone, but if you left with them, back in the real world, a low-life scam artist like you could never compete with a first-class surgeon. I think Kate was really upset when you made your choice to come with us. Thank God she has Jack there to comfort her.
Beaten up at the end of that clip, which is something that happens so often to your character. You've been on the show for 3 seasons now. Have you mastered the art of getting beaten up?
I just try to relax and let it come. You know, it's fairly safe, I'd have to say, but in the course of many repetitions, inevitably somebody gets bruised.
Is it usually you? Because they're the ones doing they're the bruisers?
It has been upon occasion, but Ben must like his beatings for some reason. He never seems that put out about it. I think it's because he learns something about his attacker every time.
Did you have to do, like, stunt training for the show?
No, there's no training. You just sort of go on the day and try to stay loose, and before you know it, sort of the violence is over and you've forgotten to ask for someone to stand in for you.
Let's talk about where you come from. You came from the theater. You got an MFA in Shakespearean drama.
Yeah.
In Alabama, of all places.
Yes.
And you got, I guess you could say, you got your break playing Oscar Wilde in Gross Indecency and Loveborg and Hedda Gabler. How did you make this transition into playing these more sinister characters?
It's a mystery to me. I don't know how it happened. I've in my stage career, I've played usually
beleaguered
funny guys or men of language or dressed up fellows, you know. And how I got to be damaged and dangerous, I'm not really sure. It must be the tension between the seeming package and the goods within, I guess. I look the least like the murderous villain, so they expect that I will play that.
Is it more fun to play that?
It's a lot of fun, but I like to play just about everything, to tell you the truth, as long as it has layers of complexity, you know, and I get that in spades on Lost.
Well, not just complexity, but ambiguity. I mean, it seems like the writers on Lost enjoy playing up the ambiguity of Ben. He's done really horrible things, but there's always this hint that he might be working towards something noble. And do the writers ever clue you in on the character's motives?
No, I never talk to the writers. There's no, I mean, the day I showed up to work on Lost, they sized me for an arrow to be shot through my body. And then the next morning I was hanging from a palm tree in the jungle. So we're just sort of improvising most of the time. Luckily, I guess my instincts are right for this character. But you're right. I think it's the ambiguity of the character, or the ambiguity of a lot of the playing on Lost, that is sort of interesting and exciting.
And your first day when you showed up and got fitted for an arrow and hung from a palm tree, it was supposed to be just a guest star part, right?
That's right. A sort of a short arc, sort of be there for a few episodes and then go away. I don't know what they had in mind in terms of making me go away, but
maybe
haven't.
Maybe an arrow involved? And maybe,
or worse, surely worse.
How did it come that it turned into something more? They just simply liked your work and found your character compelling?
I think the character was by way of an experiment in a way. I think maybe they had a couple of, you know, they have an outline for the show, but
within
that. No, I'm sure it's on a secret, you know, it's on a secret bulletin board somewhere behind a panel. But they probably had a couple of ideas about where they might go in the personification of the adversary on the show. And so they tried out this character of Henry Gale, And evidently it worked. I'm glad it worked.
Sure.
I guess I passed that sort of on-camera audition, and I'm still there.
I think your wife is glad it worked, too, because your real-life wife plays your character's mother.
It's true. It's kind of a Freudian nightmare. It's hard to look at her and think about it. Yeah, it is. It's good. It started out as a sort of a cocktail party joke, and then, of course, these things have a way of
You were drinking with the producers and said, why don't you cast my wife in this?
Yeah, it was her idea originally. She said, well, I want to be on your show, but I don't want to be just any old character. I want to play your mother in a flashback. And I thought, well, that's clever. But and there she was, laying in the grass, giving birth to somebody.
So the writer's strike, as we sort of alluded to, appears to be over. We'll see for sure tonight.
I think it is, but I'll of course be the last person in the cast of Lost to hear anything.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. It just seems to be the way it works. I only know about my show what I read in the New York Times.
What have you been doing in your time off?
Well, December was a nice sort of enforced holiday, so there was lots of socializing and a little shopping, and then travel for Christmas and. I've been going to lots of shows because I miss the theater when I'm in.
Yeah, are you getting the itch?
Oh, yeah, always. I mean, that itch doesn't go away.
And you have a rash, chronic rash.
And there's only one cure. But I hope to get on stage this summer if we have a proper summer break. But everything's a little screwed up.
What's your dream role to play on stage?
Well, this is going to sound crazy. I've thought lately about playing a drag role. I would like to play Lady Wishfort in Congreve's Way of the World.
I don't know that play.
Well, it's a restoration comedy, but she's a kind of dithering old gal that gets made a fool of. But the language in the play it has the greatest turn of phrase in the English theater, I think. It's a very funny play, very formal, but...
Now, do you still draw? Because I know you used to be an illustrator. Do you do that in your time off?
I did. I haven't drawn much since I changed careers. Whatever satisfactions I got when I was an artist, I guess I'm now getting it in my acting work. I did recently draw. My wife's engagement ring is an old family piece, and it's falling apart. So I've done a new design for it, and we're going to take it to a jeweler. And
how very Brad Pitt of you.
Have a new one. Oh, did he do that?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to dash your pride.
Did he?
He designed the rings for Jennifer Aniston and perhaps for Angelina.
Oh,
as well.
Okay.
But still.
I had no, I don't follow his career closely enough to know about his
Check
many
with me
other interests.
You talked about your satisfactions that you get as an artist, that whatever you get as a visual artist are replaced by acting. What are those satisfactions?
Well, I think they're the usual satisfactions of craft work, and I'd have to say that I would say that acting is a craft, just like drawing pictures is. There are those times when time seems to stand still, a sort of meditative moment or whatever. I don't want to put too much.
And they call it the flow.
Yeah, I guess you get in a groove, and it feels really good, and you know that maybe you've found a calling.
Does it also feel really good to? You must be recognized now. I mean, you're on the cultural phenomenon, this show, and people must recognize you. Is that part? Is that a nice thing?
I guess it's nice. I mean, it's always nice to have people respond to your work. And it would be disingenuous to say that every actor hasn't at some time fantasized about being recognizable. It comes a lot lately, and
yeah.
I'm not always quite prepared for it.
Tell me the weirdest way it's come to you that you've been unprepared for.
Oh, I was on the subway the other day, for example, and it was a crowded car, and there was a church lady preaching in the car, very loud, and it was a kind of chaotic moment. And then a lady at the far end of the car stands up, points at me, and says, "There's that man." There's that scary actor from TV. Well, of course, everybody, all the 1,000 people in the car then are looking at me, including the church lady. And now I become the subject of her sermon. So,
why?
You know,
how are you the subject?
I was just because showbiz, I guess, tied in or dovetailed neatly with her theme of, Sodom and Gomorrah. And it was the longest two stops I think I ever rode on the subway.
What did you do? Did you say nothing?
I tried to turn and look out the window. I tried to make myself invisible, but of course people saw that I was trying to do that and they laughed. So then it was just... I just tried to dive deep inside.
Michael Emerson, can you hang on a moment? We have to take a break. Also coming up, music from the Oaks. I'm Faith Saley, and this is Fair Game from PRI. I'm talking with Michael Emerson, who plays Ben Linus, one of the most sinister characters on the TV show Lost. Michael, Lost is known for having really ardent fans, of course, some of whom write fan fiction based on the show or create an online encyclopedia about Lost, which is just frighteningly in-depth. What do you think it is about Lost that inspires that sort of creativity?
It must be this sort of complexity and open-endedness of the story. I guess it's inspiring to people. I mean, certainly our core fan base is really, avid is hardly the word. They're really kind of fanatical. I don't follow a lot of that stuff that's online, but I hear about it. I have a brother that's sort of out there looking at it, and it's amazing the things, you know, the alternate storylines and the fantasy marriages between cast members and the stuff they come up with is kooky.
Do you embrace that?
I think it's all good fun if as long as everybody's getting their work done and having a life at the same time.
Well, Michael, we have a little surprise for you. We didn't tell you this ahead of time, but we have one hyper-creative Lost fan on the phone. And his name is Jeff Curtin, and he's the mastermind behind this band called Previously on Lost. Have you heard of this band?
No, I haven't, but what a wonderful name.
Well, they've been writing and recording songs that recap the most recent episode of Lost on MySpace. They do this every week. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Hi. You're on with Michael Emerson.
Well, it's good to be talking to both of you about this.
So, Jeff, tell us both how this project came about previously on Lost.
Well, a friend and I, Adam, had in mind to record kind of a parody album of the Lost world over between the third and fourth season, but it kind of got put off, so we decided it would be better to sort of flow with the Lost experience this season and kind of recap every episode to kind of put new light on it and give people a little more, do a little marketing work for the Lost people.
So do you have to write a song a week?
Well, yeah, now we are bound by, public contract to...
Do you have anything that rhymes with Ben Linus?
TV's finest.
TV's finest.
Very good, Michael.
Yeah, so we'll use that.
So, Jeff, I understand you have a special song for this occasion?
Well, the song for this last week was inspired by a smaller moment on the show when Jack's character winks. And so this song of the week was called Just Wink, and I and Adam and I put together another couple of verses specifically for Michael's character for the show today.
Oh, good. Michael, you ready? You want to hear this?
I don't know if I'm ready, but I'm here.
Okay, Jeff, let's listen.
Each time we meet you, you boast more power. The look in your eyes just screams, I need a shower. We met you as Henry from Minnesota. Turned out you're their leader, and now you're just Yoda. Before I go, what I want to propose is, why don't you tell who your man on the boat is?
So, Jeff?
Yeah, yeah.
Does this keep you from doing the rest of your job?
Well, I have to admit, it's sort of an all-night affair. We try to get it done in one shot. But, I do sound work for a music TV company called Pitchfork. And, it is sort of eating into my time a little bit, but I always have time for doing fun stuff like this,
Michael, how did you like that? I believe you were compared to Yoda.
Yeah, well, that's a nickname that the character Sawyer has used for me. But it sounds great. I mean, great job, y'all. It's a good, you know, treble vocal sound on that. And, you know, there's a lot of depth in that production. It's pretty cool. But you've set a standard for yourselves now. It's going to, you know, it's going to be hard to live up to. We're going to do more episodes, you know.
I do know. You know, we're looking forward to it.
Do you think you'll tour behind this stuff?
Well, one of our comments on the MySpace page was sort of requesting that. You know, I mean, I'm not sure what the other bands in our genre, recap rock or tribute, you know, bands do, that Harry and the Potters and Draco and the Malfoys tribute Harry Potter, and I don't know if they've gone on tour, but maybe we could open for them.
I didn't know recap rock was a genre.
Well, I think we may have just coined the term.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Michael and Jeff, thank you both so much for joining us.
So thank great.
Michael Emerson plays Ben Linus on ABC's Lost. Jeff Curtin's band is called Previously on Lost. If you want to hear a full version of the song Jeff wrote especially for Michael Emerson today, please go to our website, morefairgame.org.